While I was offering the guided meditation, a topic occurred to me to share a little bit about, to reflect a little bit about, and that's this difference, or both connection and difference between awareness and attention. I mentioned in the guided meditation, this is where it kind of came up for me, that we can settle back in a meditation and kind of just see what mindfulness is gravitating towards, rather than consciously saying, I'm going to pay attention to, I'm going to attend to something. I'm going to attend to the breath, or I'm going to attend to hearing right now. We can kind of settle back and just allow attention to do its thing rather than choosing where attention is placed. So, attention, I think of attention. I've got an analogy for this. You know how we can with the breath? We can decide, I'm going to breathe in right now and breathe in, and I'm going to breathe out right now and breathe out. Or we can just like let the breath breathe itself. We don't have to think about breathing. If we don't think about breathing, breathing will happen. But we can consciously breathe. Attention is kind of like that, the factor of attention. We can consciously engage with attention and choose where we are going to place attention. Kind of like we can consciously choose to breathe in and out. Or we can not consciously choose to direct the attention and kind of just watch where the attention is naturally drawn. So in that case, what you're actually seeing is conditioning play out. What is conditioning? What are the conditions that create the movement of attention from one experience to another? So, for instance, if you're walking around outside and you're noticing seeing, one very strong condition that will orient attention is movement. And you don't have to think if there's movement in your field of vision. Much of the time, what happens is the attention just goes there. It just gravitates there. We don't have to try to think, I'm going to pay attention to that thing that moved. It's just there. And so that's a condition. That's a condition that kind of shapes where attention goes. So that's a little bit about attention. And then awareness is that part of our mind that can recognize what's happening in the present moment, is aware of the present moment in the present moment as the present moment. So it can be aware of where the attention is shifting. It can even be aware of the factor of attention doing this. But awareness and attention are different things. I think the easiest way to know this is to recognize that attention happens when we're not mindful. We can know this. We may not be aware of it when we're not mindful, but we can know this. I had a very clear experience of this one day when I was driving, and I was pretty clearly aware. I knew where I was. I was mindful of what was going on in the driving, and there was, I was like a block from where I needed to turn, and I was kind of consciously thinking, okay, I need to turn at that intersection. And then mindfulness got lost. I have no idea what happened there, it got completely lost. Like I was not at all aware of what was going on around me. And maybe 30 seconds later, mindfulness came back and I had missed my turn. I was sitting at a stoplight and it's like, oh, awareness is back. And I'm sitting at a stoplight and I missed my turn. And yet I had stopped at that stoplight. Something had been paying attention. Attention was working in that it noticed the light was red and it knew the appropriate thing to do was to stop at that stoplight. It was very striking to me, you know, that attention, perception, all of those factors of my knowing were going on and taking care of me while I was checked out. I mean, it was one of those moments where mindfulness was just so completely gone. I could kind of remember when I came back what the mind had been doing, but it had zero recollection of missing my turn and stopping at that stoplight. I mean, it's kind of humbling and scary that this can happen. And thank goodness that attention and perception do their jobs for us when we're not mindful. So that to me was a very clear example of the difference between attention and mindfulness, and also of perception and mindfulness, because perception was happening and knowing was happening. Mindfulness was not happening. And so we can see that attention can happen without mindfulness happening. And we can also begin to understand that distinction when we are mindful of what it means to settle back and not be the one consciously choosing what attention is gravitating to, but to just be curious. Where is attention? Where does attention go next? Where do, you know it and it will be conditioned. So essentially watching our attention shift from experience to experience in our meditation is watching conditioning play out. It's watching, you know, the conditions that shape the next moment of attention. What is it that is drawing the attention? Some of that will be external stuff, like, you know, the sound of a dog barking next door. You know, again, a sudden arising of a sound can be a thing that will draw the attention. It's also shaped by our internal landscape, whether we are in a good mood or a bad mood, or whether, you know, there's a state of ease and calm or a state of agitation. What we will attend to will be shaped by a number of things. So the seeing of that, watching the shifting of attention, is one way we could almost think about or explore the possibility of that settled back receptive awareness. We are receiving what attention is doing, as opposed to choosing. This is where attention will be directed. Now, there are times that it's very useful to direct the attention. You know, if what is arising naturally, where the attention is naturally drawn and pulled, is something that is pulling us into the rabbit hole that's taking us out of mindfulness, then it can be useful to use that skill of picking some experience up, directing the attention to something perhaps neutral or something grounding in our experience. I described this. I might have told this analogy, given you this analogy during the retreat. I don't remember if this came up on the retreat or not, but I described this notion of kind of following the attention, that it's like awareness is just tracking the attention. That's what it felt like the mind was doing. It's just like, yeah, the mind is following where the attention goes. And he said, yeah, it's kind of like walking a dog that's on a leash. You know, that if you got a hold of the leash, that dog's gonna, you know, jump around and get its nose in this and go over there and be pulled here and there. But you don't have to worry about that if you're just holding onto the leash. And it's kind of like that. You know, it's the attention may jump around, shift from thing to thing. It may flow from thing to thing. You think about how a dog is, you know, it might be very focused at times and really, you know, going straight ahead. And then sometimes it's like, whoop, squirrel, okay. Or it might, you know, jump from one thing to another very quickly, or be kind of, you know, just flowing from one thing to another. Same thing with attention. And so we can be curious about that, and just hang on to that awareness. Just being aware of where the attention is pulled, essentially. And there was a question that maybe relates to this. It does, I think, relate to it as I reread it here. Sometimes I realize I'm editing or curating what I choose to be aware of. And that's essentially picking up on the capacity we have for attention and picking what we are going to be aware of. So this person continues, that results in perhaps bypassing what is more predominant, but less interesting to investigate. I see this as desire to avoid boredom or the more neutral Vedana that often predominates our lives. It's possible. I mean, it's possible that that's what's happening there. But I'm curious if you've actually noticed boredom there, or some, you know, a sense of disinterest there. Is the mind in a space of boredom when it chooses to do this? Or is it more of a habit? Like, you know, we can have meditation habits that when we sit down to meditate, our attention naturally gravitates to the breath, for instance. Or for me, when I first learned this practice, my attention gravitated to whole body vibratory experience. And that was just what the mind was familiar with more. So, you know, when I relaxed and just, just let the mindfulness be with what was happening, that's where it gravitated. And so I'm curious, you know, we don't have to have a conversation about it. I can kind of, you know, talk around this, but that might be something to check. When you notice that the attention is pulled to something else, what's going on in the mind? You don't have to stop it. You know, so if you are kind of consciously choosing, I want to pay attention to this, what's the motivation? What's the attitude there? Is it boredom? Is it, I mean, maybe it's interest. Maybe there's something else going on, you know, so check that. And if there is a boredom or a sense of disinterest, you might then, instead of turning to something else, get curious about the boredom itself. What is that boredom? But don't go looking for the boredom. You know, it's just the way the question is written. I'm not sure whether you're actually noticing the desire to avoid boredom, or just speculating that that must be what's happening. And so check it out. What's going on there? If you notice boredom, great, then you can, okay, be curious about that. You know, why is the mind bored with what's actually going on here? What's going on there? What's the beliefs? What else is happening here? So there can be a little bit of curiosity that comes in around what's going on, around the choosing of the attention. And then, as I said, there are times when it can be useful to choose something. You know, for instance, in this question, there could be, there's a, you know, a desire to avoid the more neutral Vedana that predominates our lives. Sometimes in meditation, a neutral quality does become to be kind of predominant. And that can be harder to be with, not only because we tend to prefer something a little more exciting, a little more obvious, but also because of lack of familiarity with those kind of peaceful, quiet, neutral spaces. And so sometimes it takes some time to get familiar with those spaces, to allow the mindfulness to be able to actually meet neutral. You know, it's hard. It's not something that we've been trained to value, meeting neutral experience. And so of course the mind will wander. And it could be that for a little while it would be useful, you know, play with being with neutral for a little while, and then shift to something where it's a little bit easier to keep the attention going. So there can be reasons to shift the attention, even if it is neutral, just to support the awareness. So yeah, those are a few reflections on that. And